You ready? Okay, we're in executive session for 40 minutes. We're now going to go back into public session again. Is there any more information to be presented? Did you have something? Yeah.
Quick and fast, there's a Guano meeting this Thursday at 6 o'clock here at City Hall. So it's pretty interesting, a lot of that. We had a SWAC meeting last week. I know council likes a lot of paperwork, so we're just getting started. You will be presented this probably around October. We're in the process of going with a comprehensive solid waste management plan. It's updating what we've already did. I think it was 2005. So it'll be 2012 before we actually get it put together. But anyway, we're going to go through what we've got and update it and amend what we think we need to do and where we're at. And then we'll bring it to each one of the cities and then they can approve it or disapprove it. And then we'll go to the state. So it's a long process, but at least it's getting started. One other thing with solid waste, like I told you before, our tipping fees out at the Bruce, I think will remain the same in that $70, and it may go down. We're not sure yet, we're toying with it. They're not getting any grant money this year, but possibility in early 2012, we may pick up a little bit of money from grant. But they're also toying with the idea of shipping a lot of their material to Oregon, which they're already doing, but they got a private carrier, and the county's thinking about doing it on their own, which they could save quite a bit of money. One of the big reasons they could save money is the permitting in Oregon. If you're a private carrier, you've got to pay that extra amount for the permitting. If you're a county, the way I understand it, you don't have to pay that permitting through the other state. But we're talking about that and working on that. So we might be able to, we'll at least hold that $70 out there, but we may be able to beat that a little bit. And I'll keep you informed. We're having our next meeting in October, but we're going to go through this thing with a fine-tooth comb and redo it before the cities get it.
Well, thank you, Ken, for your time. Any other new or old business?
Yeah, I think we should revisit the no parking signs and maybe consider Jeff put some hours in between there somewhere, maybe like no parking from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. on those some of those side streets like by Harvest and by...
Especially Columbia.
Yeah, we and not even intentionally, we really, I think, hindered Harvest Rush.
Alan Foy did call me this afternoon late, and he said he was fine with it. He's okay with it. He's found another spot.
Okay.
Stage. Okay. And that couple of Roger Cheney's comments tonight in getting extra pay, because that's his new staging area at Industrial Way and Concrete.
Yeah.
Kind of behind Evergreen. And Alan said he was fine with no parking. He just got a new place to stage, and they're doing it by radio, and he's fine.
Okay.
The dust is the issue, though.
Yeah, Roger, I visited with Alan also.
Okay.
And that was Eamon.
Yeah.
Even what Eamon said, Alan had no trouble at all. He says, I understand. You know, and he has the Batita shed that's down there. And he's going to gravel an area out there. He says roughly 25 trucks come in a day. It depends, you know, it comes up and down, but roughly 25. And so that's Evergreen's issue, which Roger was trying to get to, is the fact that now we have all this dirt flying through the air. What is the city going to do about that? Because it affects us a lot. As far as Evergreen, the business, I should say, that business in particular is being affected a lot by the dirt now that's flying up and down that road. You know, what is the city going to do to help alleviate that? That's what Roger's comment was. So, Ken?
Can we as a city water that thing down once in a while, especially in the harvest? Or could we spray something on can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
We used to put diesel on the roads to get rid of that dirt problem, you know, and whatnot. Because there's no way we're going to be able to pave that this year. We're going to have to run it through our budget for next year or whatever. because we've got that in our comprehensive plan to do something with those streets anyway. And if we go in and pave it, we're gonna go back in there and tear it up again.
They still have it treated.
Water lines, sewer lines, and whatnot that we're gonna put in.
There are companies out there that will treat gravel roads, you know, it's an oily type material, I'm not sure what it is.
It's almost like chip seal.
Yeah, exactly. My parents have it, you know, they're homeowners, they live on a dead-end gravel road out in Cheney, and the homeowners get together and they have it sealed every spring, and it really does help.
Todd?
And that's a possibility.
Check into that for this fall, if the council wants.
Yeah, Todd O'Brien might be one to talk to, because I know at one time, one of the commissioners told me we could talk to them about our crack sealing if we wanted to contract with the county to do it, depending on how busy they are. So Todd O'Brien might be one to talk to the county.
I know, like, Flamingo Trucking, they sprayed some kind of, I don't know if it's apple waste stuff or some kind of stuff on their parking lot to keep this down.
We should have taken all that stuff that we chewed up from the street and laid it all in there.
Yeah, because you can roll that, and it's almost like hard to stop.
And we could have rolled that, and it would have been.
We need $100 every day to do that, and then we can roll it, and that's common to do that.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, even if we would have rolled it, and, I mean, that would have saved us a ton of money, which that's.
We have two big piles of it.
Well, good.
If you have two huge piles, you can hit it and roll it.
Because that's what they did down around, we had a pond, one of the ponds down there had really bad problems, you couldn't drive around it in the wintertime, you get stuck. And they did that when we took some off of one of the overlay streets we did, they rolled it, and it was just almost like pavement going around there.
We'll look at both of those options, and we may not get it all with the grindings that we have, so we'll look at both of them, and then if there's money, we'll come back to the council.
Here's one more for you, I would like to throw a curve to you. What we could do is back up on this parking and hold off till fall, and let them go ahead and use it like they have been using it. I know it's obstructing that street and all of that, and we're backing up, treading water here, but at least let them go ahead and do that, because they've been doing it for how many years now, and they'll get through their harvest season, and then turn around and take care of this problem. That'd give us some time to look at it in the future here, because WorkDOT's going to take care of that anyway, and solve it, or take care of it.
I think as much as Roger would love for us to just go pave this thing, I mean, he knows we're not going to be able to. I mean, obviously, he's realist. So I don't think it's that big of a deal, especially if you guys have already talked to him. They got a new staging area. It's just a matter of, I got to believe, worst-case scenario, the grindings are going to keep that down considerably for the first year.
And maybe a coating.
And with that many trucks running on it during harvest, so it'll actually do a lot of good real fast.
30 to 60 trucks a day.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah, at least, you know, at 60,000 pounds a shot. And that's.
Going back to Charles' first question was reconsidering the parking on those streets there. I think we need to consider Columbia Street, even if it's for a period of time, because what we've created, all those businesses around there are quick food, deli mart, you're getting a lot of your truckers pulling off the road. There is no place for any of them to park. I've seen them park out in the borrow pit on the highway and jump out and run over and stuff, and they've always used Columbia Street for parking to go to any of their places. If we put maybe a time limit on it.
But there are times.
And speaking of time limit, I noticed we had a sign in front of the post office that says truck parking limit 2 hours. That was up in front of the post office still. And I got to thinking, well, I thought we stopped all trucks from Main Street, and I noticed that sign up there the other day.
Let me check on that one, Ken. I have not seen that.
So maybe we might consider it at least on that street, because then we still got the other two up for crossing over when the state gets ready for their project.
It is tough for any of those trucks to swing through there. It is. You're losing a little bit of business every time, and they don't want to drive out to Bob's 5 minutes out of their way.
Okay, well, we'll bring it back to you, and we can talk about it a little bit then. We have a workshop coming up, so maybe we can throw it in there.
The workshop is next Monday night, and then the regular meeting on the 8th.
Maybe we could just have the agenda to discuss parking on Columbia or something, I don't know.
It might work well on the 8th because DOT's going to be here to talk about the big project that all of us affects.
That's right. Okay.
And everybody knows that the girls are off to Alabama again, right? Or off to the World Series.
Are they?
Back to back years.
Anything else?
That's great.
Okay, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Is there anything I have to do, Debbie?